We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. And Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues, powered by the Buzz CRM. We get it. There's a frustration you have with various marketing automation programs or just whatever platforms you use, software as a service, C2C, whatever it is. God, you get so tired of it. We want to go ahead and give you the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM built with you in mind. More intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Sees your work, streamlines your workflows, gives you the tools to thrive. Again, over 500 tools under the hood of this thing. And if you want to see what it looks like, we're going to give you a webinar very soon, and I'll give you the date. Just stand by right here. I will give you a future date where you'll get a chance to get under the hood and also get a great price on the Buzz CRM. Even right now, it's a great barrier to entry. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go find out. You need this to go ahead and do your automation for calls, texts, emails, everything. And no more of the glutton of passwords and logins and having to go ahead and share that along with other people in your team. Make it easy. We like to micromanage here. So let's do that. TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. It's not just a redesign. It's a revolution. And with that said, I want to go and welcome my guest here on the program who is building a brand deeply attuned to the values of the next generation beyond initial visual appeal. This brand is strategically building a lasting identity rooted in genuine customer loyalty, ethical practices, meaningful social impact, and dealing with the demands of growth with a focus on work-life balance for the team. Pinks is this company. They are empowering young adults beyond consumption, fostering community, and maintaining an authentic connection in a digital world. And my guest here is driven by a strong initial passion, committed to continuous innovation, and ensuring its core why remains central to the evolution. I'm here with the CEO of Pinks, Ali Bianco. Ali, thanks for being on with us. So good to have you on.
Thank you so much, Jorge. I'm so happy to be a part of this. I'm so excited to talk about cannabis. It's my favorite topic. I can't wait to go in on it.
Then I love that you've had so much time to go and get a little bit featured out there. I see you in Medium Magazine, Cannabis Rebel, and there's so much you're doing right now. And also for somebody to come into the space that is doing luxury, we've had a handful of luxury brands out there. And I know with everything's just been very changing in the environment that It's one thing to go and come into space and say, okay, we're going to come in with luxury, something that's that also from a younger adult and somebody that's a young entrepreneur coming into the space. You know, we could think about the fact you're based in New York City. That could obviously see where, you know, there could be the idea of whatever you want to do, influencer, you want to go do a thing in entrepreneurship, but you want to go into cannabis here and this particular brand, redefining wellness and individuality with sustainable practices and innovative creation. So take me behind what was the onus of bringing Pinks products to life?
Well, I wanted to create a product that glamorized cannabis rather than stigmatized it, because I have been arrested for cannabis and, you know, it really did change my mindset. I felt like I was a criminal. Like I felt like I wasn't like good enough, and all of my hard work just like it doesn't matter if I was a creative person or if I was an artist or if I was recording my own music or doing my own things. Like it was the fact that I was a stoner. So that was my label. And then once I got arrested, I had to go to court and I had to be treated. Going to jail alone was scary. And I am not a criminal person. I'm not a bad person. I pay my taxes. I love people all around. I'm really just a good person. And I'm not the only person like that. You know, I'm not the only stoner that has been put in very uncomfortable situations just because, and not only getting arrested, but, you know, I have been robbed just trying to buy a quarter of weed, a quarter ounce, put in situations where I've had guns pulled on my head because I was buying weed, or like at parties where me and my friend survived a shooting. I mean, it's insane the things I've had to see because I smoked weed. And it's not, that's not the war the war on drugs should not include cannabis. It should include the real issues, which is fentanyl overdoses and stuff like that. But I feel like cannabis has just been such a victim. And now we're at the face of a revolution. Now we're at the face of so many people like myself who aren't these, like, don't like going to, you know, potentially get robbed or arrested for buying cannabis, but we just want to buy our flower. And now the nation is listening and cannabis is getting legalized from West to East Coast. I mean, 48 states already. And America is about to dominate, the U.S. is about to dominate the global cannabis market. I really believe in that. I think we're at the face of it. So it's exciting to see it where it is now. And it's not only for me, but it's for every person before me that had to feel this way, that had to be, had to feel patronized and just villainized. And that's not who you are. I'm reminding everybody. Right.
But there's also this, I mean, you would think by now there'd be a normalization. It's a matter of, we already see more than the more Gen Z, more young adults, not even so much into alcohol consumption anymore. They're more into cannabis. And you could just see, or at least going into some other areas. But obviously cannabis is much more consumed in that respect. When you go to, you know, bars or clubs and you're going out and you're amongst other friends, that's just what it is around today. So the thought that, okay, this kind of stigma comes into place. Plus social media makes it so hard to just, if any little thing might be negative to come across, and to try to go and overcome that or continue to just persevere past it, I can only imagine. But I mean, you know, you had mentioned prior, you said you're originally from New Jersey, correct?
Yes, I actually am from New Jersey.
So now, this is a side question. Forgive me in advance for saying this, but you know, I did watch the movie Anora a couple of weeks back on streaming. I was trying to watch it in the theater and I couldn't get to it until it finally was on streaming because the movie times were bad. But do you get confused with Mikey Madison at all?
From what?
Do you ever get confused to be like, did you look similar to the actress Mikey Madison?
Oh, I do? I never.
I'm asking if you ever have.
No, honestly, I don't really know. I'm not that cultured. I'm so sorry.
Oh, because I was just thinking of the fact I was trying to put a correlation together because that character, which was in the Oscar award winning movie this year, and the way that she was positioned and the way she was when she was still just like a girl just trying to get, you know, move her way forward. And the idea that the stigma that was put on her, it was just kind of like that example there. But that's what I'm
saying. I have to watch this movie.
It was really good.
Oh, I'm definitely watching it now. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it. I've been living under my little pink rock.
Well, but put it like this. I won't spoil too much, but I'll just say, like, it feels like a modern day Pretty Woman for the first hour. And then the second hour, it's like, forget about it. It's like off the roller coaster. The rails are just completely off.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh,
that was a good movie. I didn't expect that for, I mean, Academy Award, usually there's a reason why they get that. And it was really good like that. But yeah, that stigma sucks. But we're not even going to worry about that, because you know what? That's, again, that's the mainstream world. And you know,
right,
people get to really know you. They see the business side of you. They see that you're coming in with a great product. And you know, the part is, it's amazing you're doing it when you're so young and that you can bring in here. Well, and you said yourself, you were doing music, you were doing other things, obviously, you know, multi-talented, but what was it about cannabis that made you just kind of like narrow yourself down into this spot and say, okay, and then go with the color pink? Because green and yellow are so synonymous, but pink, you wouldn't think so much about for cannabis.
Well, listen, I'm a girly pop. And like you said, you were just saying, like, who cares about that mentality? Because you're right. It's going endangered and it's soon to be extinct to judge cannabis. And that's why it's really important to be here at the forefront of cannabis. And it really was like perfectly timed because cannabis started becoming legalized on the East Coast. And once I started seeing it become legalized, I wanted to create something that, like I said, glamorized cannabis. And pink is like such a girly pop color. It's such a like legally blonde, clueless, like let's go, like Y2K, yes, baby. And I that's my generation. That's what I'm from. Like pink is literally my personality. Like the whole box itself, the rose petal pre-roll, making it a luxury brand, kind of creating this new nuance to cannabis rather than just this, you know, I noticed like when I go to like the dispensary, there was never really anything that like stood out to me until I created Pink's, and I wanted something that people would go, oh wait, that says my personality. Like that expresses myself. I could take a bath and I could light a pink joint and feel good about it. I could romanticize my life while smoking weed, because that's what weed is. It really does kind of like romanticize your life. It slows everything down. It gives you a moment. It gives you a break. So during that break, why not glamorize it?
Well, another thing too is that when you talk about luxury brands, for everybody I've ever talked to that has done something with luxury cannabis brands, it's always been the accessories, but not the strains, not the actual smokable. So take me through that part of making a decision to go ahead and create the products there with the pink in mind, and you know that it doesn't take away from the actual the hybrids and what you're or whatever you're using right now to smoke.
Well, so I got really lucky because the rose petal pre-rolls, I was really early on the market and I was able to get them while they were hot. I was talking to some manufacturers over in India and also China, because did you know that rose petals originated in Asia? That's where they were founded, like thousands and thousands of years ago. So that's why I was looking in that area, because I wanted to kind of stay authentic with the brand. And I'm all about those little details. Like, I love educating myself. I love learning more about like every little thing about Pinks. What can I make it to make it more unique? The matches, they could be regular matches, but no, they had to be pink matches. And they can't be just any pink. They had to be both light and dark pink, because it creates like an energy, something that you'll remember, something that you'll hold on to, something that you'll go, oh my God, that's so me in a box. And then the pink cones, you know, when I was making, I'm a stoner. I've always been a stoner.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the female oriented brands, they were very, I was so excited because we were just getting there. And I just wanted to make it just a little bit more girly pop, just a little bit more sparkly, just a little bit more, like, you know, let's make it really pink and let's do a rose petal, because also on top of that, there's so much to know about herbs and just mixing our terpenes with other terpenes, like THC terpenes with rose petal terpenes.
Right.
It creates euphoric effect, because rose petals, like, you know, it's a natural aphrodisiac. It increases your libido. It decreases nicotine in your bloodstream levels. It's high in vitamin C. There is so many benefits to it. It's a natural relaxant. It also has antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, along with THC. THC has a lot of the same terpenes that is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. And also on top of that, another good thing about rose petals. Now, I was a huge tobacco smoker, and smoking rose petals was truly the only thing that actually helped me. Like it hit the vagus nerve the way that a blunt did, or the way that a cigarette did. You know, it's like a perfect little, it smokes, but you're not hurting yourself by smoking it. It's like finding like an ice cream sandwich with like 70 calories in it, and you're like, holy crap, I could eat 20 of these. It's literally bad for stoners.
But now, the other thing too is I noticed in a couple of things, first of all, the aesthetic, the fact that it's pink, the prettiness of it, plus in your marketing and the way you promote it, it gives me kind of a vibe of almost like Virginia Slims back in the day, because it was just like, you know, you come a long way, baby, like the whole, that just the glamorization, which is a cool look to it.
You know, thank you for saying this, because I actually just made a post today on LinkedIn. So social media, when it comes to cannabis, I don't think technology can understand legal licensed entrepreneurs in the cannabis world versus unlicensed, just people selling weed through social media or just selling drugs altogether. So a lot of social media people in the cannabis world, our posts get flagged, and it really stifles our brand, it stifles the industry. It really hurts you. So the way that I had to go out, you have to think outside the box in order to really kind of beat that algorithm and really kind of raise above. Because there's been many times where I have worked hard to get like the amount of followers, you know, years. I used my own personal Instagram to make it my business Instagram, and took years to build it. And then once I started posting cannabis, flagged. I couldn't even post on my story.
Oh, my goodness.
But like, you know, we
now,
do.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're so fine.
So the thing was, I also wanted to talk about the packaging. So the packaging also, like you said, with the box is made and you see the wraps, it almost looks like a makeup box when you have it look at it as well. And then also, like, the other aesthetic is just, well, you're a good-looking woman. I mean, I'm just thinking of the fact that I look at the picture that was chosen for you in Authority Magazine. You got the Holly Golightly, Golightly breakfast and Tiffany's look going on with the pearls and all, like, wow, glamorous to the max. And you're happy to go ahead and be also up in front to promote the product and show yourself. Here you go with the wraps and, you know, taking a puff. And you're like happy to go in front to be that spokesperson basically for the product on social media Tell me about how that works out as well, because, I mean, obviously, you're personifying the product and you're doing it for yourself. It's great to be able to go and do that and be the poster child for it.
Well, I've always loved expressing myself artistically. And, you know, it's really hard for, like, I thank you for calling me beautiful. But even like being like, you know, you could be the most beautiful girl in the world. And sometimes it's really hard to get into industries. You could be the best singer in the world and it's hard to be recognized as that. So, you know, and sometimes like every time I ever tried entering model industry or anything like that, I always felt like I was out of my comfort zone. So being able to be the model for my brand and kind of picking the way the photos go and kind of choosing the outlets that it goes down, I have so much more creative direction with it and creative flexibility. So I have so much fun playing. And actually, to tie back in what I was saying with like the social media and cannabis people having to think outside the box, it challenged me. But it also, like, I loved it. It was a challenge that I accepted willingly, like full force, because it was so fun to be able to come up with cool concepts, go on Pinterest, kind of like inspire myself, like kind of create nostalgic photos, like people, like, you know, just photos that people may have seen in magazines years ago, recreating that. Like, I have a lot of vintage magazines too. I've always been a scrapbooker. Right. Mm-hmm. Looked at, like, you know, cool, like how photographers would have models model, how they would like promote their brands. And, you know, I just think, oh, how can I do that, but do it with cannabis? Because let's normalize it. Let's like that mindset is going endangered of cannabis is like, you know, stigmatized. Let's go. Let's make it extinct now. Let's like make it hot. Let's make it the new girly pop vibe. And let's make it as normalized as alcohol is, you know?
Well, because also a lot of women that have been into the space that we see a lot of, they've been more mature and they've been around in the space for a long time. And nothing against, you know, we more than happy to speak with everybody out there, but to have someone that's young that you go and put in front and just make it look cool and just give that vibe of like, and again, for a new age, for social media, when I look at, there's a picture of you where you're doing the Pink Runts campaign. And I look right now, there's the rap, and it's like, you got this look of, and I almost can't tell it's you, but I could tell it's you. It's like, you, because you have it's a natural beauty of just that, where you can also come almost like, it's almost like a chameleon. You can like have different looks to yourself, the way you position yourself, the way you, you know, just by pursing your lips, the pose you give, whatever you're doing in that particular moment, it just looks like a different person. So it's like the way you're putting it out there, it gives the vibe, it gives the seriousness. I feel like when you're even showing the pictures for yourself, that you're setting the tone. You can tell what you're thinking. You can tell how you're expressing yourself.
Thank you so much. Well, I am a Gemini, so that is we are chameleons deep down. So that's how we move. Thank you so much for saying that, because I'm so happy that it's like emulating through the posts, and I'm happy that people can see. I really care about my brand. I really care about making it like something that people want, something that's attractive, something, because, you know, I love Robert Greene. He's one of my favorite authors. I mean, if I could sit down with the man, I would be so fangirling.
Right. Swear. You know, the thing too, I was going to say, in that Pink Runts, in the Instagram post you have for it, you make it a point, you do different pictures based on zodiac signs. So you put that across to kind of give yourself the vibe of like, here you go, another look to it. It's like, okay. And I love the way you can put that out. Now, tell me how much you have to go and tap into the demographic you're trying to seek, and with social media, how you're trying to go ahead and push out to drag an audience that might not be so privy into this, into the space, people that are more like your age and more into your lifestyle.
So I do, I it's not all, Rome was not built in one day and it was not built alone. So I do have a team of amazing marketing girls, Jess, Crystal, Melissa. I mean, these girls really go. So they help me with like content create. They run the Pinks product page and I run the My Puffin Pinks page. So we kind of like, we will simultaneously work together. I did show them some of my content. I did a little graphic designing in my days, and I did some World War II themed Pinks inspired photos to kind of align with that Real Men Smoke Pinks campaign, and to kind of show that Pinks is for everybody, because it really is. Honestly, you walk into, what's so funny is I have this one friend. He Robert Julon. He owns the restaurant Julon Kitchen, which they have been so good to us. So just shout out to Julon. And Robert, one of his funniest things he said to me, he was like, you know, anytime I show this off to any customer that walks in, it's a chick magnet. All the girls start following around. They're like, what is that? What is that? This is so pretty. And I'm like, because it's for the girly pops. Like, the girls know that this was made by a girl for the girls. And it's so fun to be able to kind of like create a community of like and find my people. Like, it's so like, I even when I go out, I gift people Pinks. I'm like, oh, it's your wedding. Here's a Pinks. And they're like, oh, you just got engaged. Here's a Pinks pack. And they're like, oh, my God, I love weed. Like, this is so fun. And it's such a fun world because like, really, it's like bringing people together. And it's such a pink is going to take over. Like, we're going to paint the town pink. You know, everybody says, let's paint the town red. No, we're painting the town.
Well, let's go talk about how you're going to go paint the town pink. So the retail landscape and getting the product out the store. So one of the things that was mentioned in one of the articles I read in here, and I think it was Canvas Rebel, was about the importance of physical spaces and community building. So tell me about trying to get the Pink's products to retail and what you're looking at right now. You know, if you're in New York, you know, obviously try to get in New York and get this, all these stores that are opening up all over the place. What can you tell me about what you've been able to do so far about getting the products and, you know, interacting with some of the other stores and seeing what they're saying about it?
So, Pink's, you know, we're really excited because we're actually on our rebrand. That's why we did the New York Week Fashion Show. You know, when we first became licensed, there's a lot of hiccups in that road driving to the top of being a licensed brand, which is why I am so excited to partner with Women's Cannabis Chamber of Commerce and just help more women in the industry avoid those bumps in the road and really just focus to the top. And, you know, when we got licensed in New York, we were one of the first brands to be licensed in New York. So there was a lot of changes in the regulations. And that's something that like a lot of people talk about, but it should be more talked about, the way that the laws change every day. And, you know, that's a challenge that we have to face as an entrepreneur in the cannabis world that is not in any other industries. Nobody really talks about it because other industries don't have to worry about, yeah, like we would have all our labels done perfectly fine. And then bam, a new order comes out where we have to do another label and we have to throw out all 1,000 labels and reprint a new one because we didn't have that one thing that was just added 2 weeks ago. So, you know, there's always those things that, you know, those hiccups. And now, you know, I think we officially have braced ourselves for all the hiccups. We've learned how to adjust ourselves. We've become more solution oriented. And that's what you have to be as a brand is, you know, I always say believe in yourself, because even when everything is going to try and challenge you, you just have to keep pushing. Like, you know, that's just another day of you just being like, I can do this. And you really can. Like, honestly, as scary as everything is, it is not as scary as you think, because you are so much more powerful inside. Bob Marley said, you don't know how strong you are until your strength is all you have. And it is so, so true. Like, you really are so strong. Everybody is stronger than you realize.
Now, the other part I want to ask about is the fact that you are innovating and you have a lot of passion behind what you're doing with this product, obviously. But now, it's the part where you are playing into that game of, okay, we're having to go and put this out there, make it a trend, make it go viral. But then how do you make it permanently trendy, permanently viral, and keep that sustainability and keep the innovation going? Talk about what you've been able to go and do in terms of what you need to go and do once you now have this rebrand solidified and people are really, you know, embracing it and then keeping that momentum going forward.
So, you know, one thing that's really cool is like I always tell people, like, these conventions are really, really useful. They're beneficial. They're really insightful. You really get a lot out of them. And when you go to these conventions, you will see all the newest things coming out. And, you know, I think it's important to stay relevant, to kind of stay in the news, keep up with current events. Always try to think of a solution. There's always going to be a problem to anything. And like the more you complain, the more you'll be able to come up with solutions, you know. Embrace your inner Karen, but use your inner Karen as a way to, you know, create a new solution in this world that people can better off of. I mean, I love I love going to these cannabis conventions because I meet people that are doing such innovative things or creating like new ways that gummies can taste new things. And, you know, like stay on top of that. Maybe partner with these brands, always partner. It's so much better to be collaborative than to be competitive. Don't ever feel like almost intimidated by somebody's success. Always think, hey, you're doing great and maybe we could do great together. Let's see if we could collab that, because that's ways I think, like, you know, like staying on top in the cannabis industry is just thinking outside of the box. Just constantly think, what do people need? What is a problem in this industry? Try and find a problem. Like, but also don't be complaining all the time. Don't be the Karen. But like, you know, you can embrace your inner Karen to, you know, maybe come up with another solution in this world. And that's what it is. It's just constantly coming up with solutions. And it always is ways. There's always ways. It's going to be somebody that's going to come out with something so much cooler than yours. And then you could just say, hey, let me partner with you, or let me add to this idea, make it even bigger. Like, that's what it's all about here.
So I want to ask now, and then we'll go ahead and go into the product to make sure that people know where to go and go and find your products. But you also spoken about, you know, redefining the success and navigating the hustle culture, the demands of hustle culture. The one thing is, when I see so many influencers out there that, you know, they become grassroots, they grow themselves up, and then they start becoming, oh, here come the sponsor deals, here come the things that are gonna take away from themselves, and then the identity they originally had, it kind of goes away because you start feeling sellout, and that's what happens here. But it's one of those things where you didn't need any of the influencers. You are your own influencer. You had the best idea to go and put this foot forward, and you've done it. For those that feel like they're a little bit hesitant to go and be their own influencer and push forward what they're trying to do, what would you say to them about your experience?
I would say, listen, I get it. It is a little scary to face the world, but you gotta rip that band-aid off, boo. I promise you. I promise you got this. You are beautiful. You are powerful. You are so strong. I promise you. I know I'm talking to a world full of people, but the right people that are listening, trust me, I'm speaking to you. Trust me, the world knows the energy. Energy recognizes energy. So I'm telling you now, if you're listening to me right now, there's a reason why you're listening to me. And the reason why you're listening to me is because I am supposed to tell you how powerful you are. I promise you, I promise you, I promise you. That's one of the things I always like forget to talk about is just, but like, I know I say believe in yourself, but just don't be like, I was always so scared. I was always such a perfectionist. I was always like, oh, if I have one single hair on my leg, I'm gonna look ugly and I'm gonna ruin the whole photo shoot. Like, no, girl, you're gonna be so fine. If you say the wrong thing, you could fix it. Like, nothing is permanent in this world. Really, nothing is permanent. Like, look, everything grows, everything like, you know, spins. The world spins, seasons change, everything's change. So don't be scared. Just be the change. Just step forward. Do it. You can do it. You really can. And if you really don't think you can, just call me, but we'll do it together. Because, like I said, I'm all about collaboration.
Some seriously positive affirmations from Ali Bianco. Website is pinksproduct.com. Pinksproduct.com. Make sure to put the S in there. Pinks product.com. Take us to those, go to the website and what it should go and look at. And if you could tell us anything more about some of the products you have, I know you have Purple Zeal now have available. Tell us a little more about what you have in the product line.
So that was an April Fool's joke.
Oh, man.
Got you though.
Wow. Wow.
Got
You
you
know,
though.
it is well too good to be true. I would have believed it. I really did.
You know, one day maybe I might surprise you guys with something outside of the pink box. But for now, yeah, so we have a new collection. So you know what's crazy is we did the New York Fashion Week event and it was so awesome. It was so inspiring. It was so fun. I loved everybody there. I want to do another. I wish I could do it again, like right now.
Yeah.
But you know, we gotta continue being the pink party, pink people. So we sold out of our collection. We
Wow.
sold out from the show and we sold out so fast that actually we didn't even have enough to fulfill all the orders with all the product that we had. We didn't have enough product to fill all the orders that we had. So what we had to do was we had to create a chapter two to our collection. And now we have new drops. We're not only doing like the pink, pre-rolls and the ounces, but now we have added 8 jars. We have added dime bags with 5 strains.
Wow.
5, you heard me correctly, 5 separate strains. So you'll be able to really, you know, taste the flower. You could sample it. And then we also have single pre-rolls. We're also selling infused pre-rolls. Like all, everything's infused, by the way. Everything is just going to be to the dankiest of dank.
Right.
And it's going to be so delicious. And I'm so excited because like I was saying, like the rose petal terpenes mixed with the THC terpenes mixed with the added terpenes. Like, oh my gosh, everybody is going to get, I am going to get New York State so freaking high. Let me tell you, New York is going to be on the moon. It is going to be on the moon. Like, and the moon's going to be pink. So
well, you might need to go and make a little summer residence down to Palm Beach, because I can tell you, if they see some of the displays I'm seeing right here, they should be all over it too. Like the whole pastel flamingo, that kind of feel to it would totally vibe and gel down here too.
Well, listen, I'll be in Florida next week. Let's talk. Let's have a sit down. I'd love to do it. And anybody listening, if you're a cultivator, manufacturer, want to have pinks in Florida, give me a ring. We'll make it popping out there too. We'll just bring everybody to the moon. Why not?
Yeah, pinks pop up right before Easter. How about that? That would be a good idea.
That's the way to celebrate 420 on Easter.
I can't believe it's going to happen. Well, that's going to be some kind of fun. Anyway.
Yep, I've Cousin Walk.
Allie Bianco, again, CEO and founder of Pinks. Thank you for being on with me real quick. Again, pinksproduct.com. And real quickly, the social media. Make sure to go and direct this to, you said, we mentioned Pinks Product. It's on Instagram, but what was the other Instagram profile we should also follow?
Oh, yeah. This is my personal Instagram. It's called Puffin Pinks, because I'm always puffing pinks.
Awesome.
That one I've gotten, that's the one that I was saying, I've gotten shadow banned on that one a lot. So that's why I had to hire a social media team, because I post too much of me smoking cannabis. So, I mean, if you want to smoke some pinks with me, come join me on Puffin Pinks. We'll puff together. We'll have a good time.
Fantastic. And now there are great followers out there. So, and there's so much more going on with you, but let's definitely go and keep in touch and follow the story of Allie Bianco, and we really wish you the best. Thank you so much for being on with me. It was really great conversation. Thanks again for being on.
Thank you so much for having me, Jorge. Really, you're awesome to talk to, too. We're doing this again soon, for real.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games. Or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.